Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 14th of February. US President Trump made a very big announcement about increasing the trade tax burden on US consumers. Markets have had to decide whether the president was being a protectionist or a pushover. At the moment, investors are clearly choosing pushover. Trump is basically ordering an investigation into reciprocal tariffs, which could potentially increase the tax burden on US consumers quite significantly. However, the delay to actually levying taxes mean that markets do not seem to be putting too high a probability on meaningful taxes actually being imposed. Given Trump's previous retreats from tariff threats, the working assumption of most investors seems to be that Trump will not get much out of any negotiations. The reciprocal part of the tariff threat was directed not just at tariffs in other countries, but also other policies like value-added tax. No country is going to even consider giving up a major source of tax revenue like value-added tax in exchange for the rather dubious reliability of a Trump trade deal. It would almost certainly be better to cease trading with the US entirely. Things may change, and social media posts from Trump have the potential to add volatility, but this is not likely to be seen as market negative at the moment. There was a negative aspect to the trade chatter, however. Trump mentioned imposing additional taxes on US consumers over and above any reciprocal tariffs, by adding what are presumably universal tariffs on imports of products like pharmaceuticals and cars. These are taxes that might very well be imposed and which might also endure. These taxes seem to be similar to the steel and aluminium taxes that are already proposed. We get a check in on the health of the US consumer before the tax burden was increased with January retail sales data. This is likely to be a confusing data set to read. The general health of the US consumer has been very good, with several years of rising real incomes and consumer balance sheets that allow for additional income to be directed towards consumer spending rather than to savings. There has been the trend towards spending on fun rather than spending on goods, and fun is fairly significantly underrepresented in retail sales figures. At the same time, however, there has been some survey-based evidence that Democrats in particular may have been rushing to buy goods before trade taxes were imposed. Republicans seem to have been less likely to believe that trade taxes would dramatically raise prices. Thus, political polarization could have a real-world impact on economic decisions and not just the partisan bias that we're used to in survey figures. In Europe, German wholesale prices rose, but this is an indicator no one bothers to forecast as a general rule. Spanish final inflation is also not a focus for investors, not least because it doesn't often change very much from the flash estimate. There are some euro area GDP figures, but investors tend to focus on the regional GDP data and not on the aggregation for the euro empire. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.